Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And this is Jerry.
You are listening to a gay podcast recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
Chicago! This is the Andersonville area.
And West Hollywood, California.
And you're listening to episode 1091, which is also going to be the cooking episode.
I forgot that we were recording and I started making dinner. And I wasn't the only person late. Ricky was late too.
By like 3 minutes, but I actually remembered it. You're the one that actually brought up, hey, are we recording?
Well, when Jerry started bitching about Ricky being late, then I was like, wait a minute.
All I said was unacceptable.
You do sound like you're calling on a tin can. Do we both sound like tin cans, Ricky?
I don't really worry about the sound anymore because I don't think anyone cares.
I love how you dodged the question. I have my phone propped up in a kitchen closet. So kitchen cupboard?
Kitchen cupboard. Yeah.
There's going to be an alarm that's going to go off. Wait, let me set an alarm on Alexa so this doesn't get interrupted. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, I do notice, like, on the recordings, you sound a little bit more like it seems like you're not talking through your microphone. It seems like it might be coming through your headphones. But
let me look real quick.
And it might be a setting on the like the actual microphone where you have to like adjust those knobs.
Oh yeah, no, it says the Rode USB.
2 minutes and 40 seconds. Oh my god, I didn't listen to anything y'all was saying, but I kept fucking up Alexa, and I was like, Alexa, set an alarm for 2:40, like 2 minutes and 40 seconds, and it was like, set an alarm for 2:40 a.m. tomorrow. And I was like, motherfucker, like, I probably didn't stop it either. So it's going to be a wake up call.
Anywho, so you guys, we haven't recorded, I think, in about 3 weeks. I think we're doing a record now of recording once a month, maybe. Is that a Stanley?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Y'all, did you hear about that girl? Some girl had the pink Stanley and she was charging people $10 a selfie to take a selfie with her Stanley.
White and people were fucking stupid and they goddamn did it. I would have like knocked that shit right out of her hand.
She had a waiting list.
White girls are crazy.
Why? Okay. I am trying to practice this thing of where I don't yuck people's yums, but that's fucking goddamn stupid. I'm sorry, that is stupid.
So that's not yucking somebody's yum. It's not like she's like, if she wants to stick that Stanley up her ass, that's, if you were like, ooh, don't put that in your ass, that would be yucking somebody's yum. I mean, like, I'd be medically concerned.
That's
probably
what mine would be, definitely.
Right. But I'd be like, hey, put big shit in your ass if you want. Like, put a fucking giant tumbler.
It's really not the size. It's the lead content that I'm worried about.
The lead content. I'm drinking a nice rosé as I cook.
Sweet. From your J-O-B?
Maybe. That we are not T-A-L-K.
Oh.
I-N-G about.
Oh, you did just post a story about it.
I did post a story about it. So if you, I guess if you follow me on Instagram, then fuck it.
Oh my God, like I didn't know you had a stalker. You're so lucky.
It's like less stalkers and more like cruisers.
Oh.
And it's a all of my jobs.
Oh.
Echo, stop.
That was Alexa.
It is Alexa, but for some reason George named it Echo because it's like an Echo
Oh, a
Pod or
little
whatever the
dot
fuck you
thing.
call it.
Okay.
That's what we call it, Echo too.
Oh, twinsies. We're twinning.
Oh God. So anyway, I was
What were we
gone.
talking about?
Oh, the pink Stanley Cup girl and how stupid that is.
How much henna you have in your beard?
Oh, I don't. It's just the lighting.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was very red. I was like, whoa,
It looks
that's.
very red. No, I was gonna talk about people who come in. I had to tell somebody, this is my place of business. Like you can't be showing up here. You don't fit in the clothes.
Maybe they're buying a gift.
They're trying to buy something and I ain't selling it, baby.
Oh, if they're buying it, I'd sell
I don't know. You give it away for free, girl.
Who hasn't?
True.
So wait.
What?
So this person actually found out where you worked, and then they were like coming into your job, like, hey, what's up?
People. I'm not one,
Well, I'm
multiple.
just saying a person in general, because people don't come in at one time to do it. I, if so, well, congratulations.
So people, I mean, like I work in retail and I'm also like naturally flirty, obviously. And I'm just like I'm friendly, and I think people mistake friendliness for me like wanting to fuck them. And in most cases, it's a no, it's a pass. Like not every time, but yeah, no. And then like they're like, oh, like are you here every Sunday? And like sometimes I'm like, oh, like it varies when I work, but then like if they come back on a Sunday and I'm there, they figure it out.
Well, you know, I guess it's nice to have a fan base.
I guess. I don't know. I gotta drain these noodles, but I have to.
Good
I'm not gonna
Lord.
like yell at him, but I need Macduff is sitting here watching me in front of the sink where I need to drain the noodles. So if you hear me talking sternly to my dog, it's not because I'm being mean.
Okay.
Just
You
a
be nice
PSA.
to him.
Shut up. I know. We'll talk later.
He's had a hard week.
He has had a hard week. We've all had a hard week. Bubba, come on. Come on. You got a Bubba.
Have
Hey,
you ever had
come on.
anybody recognize you, like at a job, Jerry, or come up to you and be like, oh,
I know. I love
from
you.
this? No. On Scruff, there's been a couple that I put it in and they went, oh, I listened to your podcast. There was that one guy in Phoenix. But that's about it. But no, nobody. I don't work in a job where they would have access to come up. You know, they can't come up at an event.
I don't think I've ever had a job either, but I have been out in public. Like I told, I don't know, this story like 500 times probably. But like when I first moved to Chicago, I was on a date with someone, and someone that was a listener to the show happened to be in Chicago, and we were like having coffee, and then this person came up to me and was like, are you Ricky from Foul Monkeys? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh my God, I listened to your show, and blah, 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 and kept going on and on and on. And this guy's like sitting in front of me, like, what the fuck is happening? Because, you know, I don't really tell people that I just do the show, really, especially when I first meet them, because I don't need them to know, like, if I'm going to talk about them or not.
Well, and also, you're not like the people in LA who are just like, oh, have I told you about what I've been doing lately?
That's very true LA stuff. That was like one thing. Like I went there like 3 times, and the third time, like I was there to see if I wanted to go live there. And I was just like, I cannot do these strange people. This southern mountain boy cannot handle it here. I
Well,
already
because
know it.
we wear shoes here.
I'm gonna sauce up these noodles for my husband real quick, but I really liked LA when I was there with Jerry the last time. I haven't been in a minute, but like I had a good time. Also because I got hit on kind of a lot more by a lot more than I expected for LA, because I am very like Midwest looking. I got titties. You know
Right.
what I mean?
Well, I was there before I moved to Chicago, like the 3 times that I went. And I did notice the same thing. They love a person with a southern accent there. Like when I would go into a bar, they would just like want to buy drinks. And they would, I don't know, it was kind of weird. They would just like say this word.
Oh, I hate that
It's
shit.
like,
They did that to me when
okay.
I moved to fucking England, and I thought it was cute for like 15 minutes, and then I was like, bitch, like, tell me I say tomato cute one more fucking time. Tomato. Oh, you mean tomato? That's so funny.
Oh,
I
Princess
was like,
Kate.
shut the
Oh,
fuck up.
you were full on Pittsburghese, and that's what they were like. Oh my God, that's
Yeah,
hilarious.
I love it.
I ain't
But
had
they
a
also
Pittsburgh
loved you for
accent.
it.
I ain't had a Pittsburgh accent since the 90s.
You said yinz, and they were like, "What's that? That's fascinating."
Fascinating.
Get you ins over here.
Ian's going downtown.
That's
I
funny
can't
that it's
even.
it. That's funny that it's yens there, but I think like in Tennessee, probably even more southern Virginia where I'm from, it was yuns or yuns.
Ian's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
I feel like I looked into the etymology like once or twice, but haven't really. Not that I don't give a shit, but I don't.
All right, so I've been in California for 2 weeks, so that's why pretty much we haven't recorded. And that was fun. It was great. There wasn't a couple incidences that
Oh.
are traumatic, especially the first one,
Oh God. Okay.
where I had scalding hot coffee poured all over my dick and balls and fupa
Ooh.
and thighs. And it was horrible.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm fully recovered now, but the whole process of recovery was interesting because I had second degree burns on my ball sack
That's
and
insane.
on my penis and on my fupa and on my thighs. United, they're just kind of like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, no, that's not gonna work for me.
No.
So I'm in the process of trying to figure out what I'm gonna do with that situation. They were fucking idiots. Like fucking idiots. It was like a
That
whole mess of things that happened of where they did not spill the coffee on me. What happened is they handed me a cup of coffee with no lid. I sat it on the table. They moved the cart, which hit my leg, and then it knocked the cup over. And I'm like, I was talking to the guy at United. I was like, why the fuck are you guys serving coffee without lids? And he's like, well, because the lids get contaminated because they can't be in the single serve plastic or whatever. And I'm like, okay. I cannot be the only person this has ever happened to that you can't change that fucking rule. 'Cause I would rather drink out of a dirty fucking lid than have scalding hot coffee all over my balls.
Why are you drinking coffee on the airplane? That coffee maker's disgustingly dirty.
'Cause I am old and I can't have soda.
Water. That'll
No.
learn you.
So these idiots, I spill the coffee and I'm like telling them, I'm like, oh my God, I need to get stand up. I need to stand up. And she's like, what? Huh? What? I'm like, So they moved the cart, and I was like, okay, I need to go to the bathroom. I need to get my bags so I can change. And they're like, well, we're still serving people. I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she goes, well, we can't move. We don't have anywhere to put the carts. And I'm like, oh my God.
Y'all better
The
back the
fir-
fuck up.
you go to the first class bathroom.
I couldn't. I was stuck between the two bathrooms. There was no bathrooms where I was. There was one cart on one side and one cart on the other.
Basic
And
economy. That's what happens when you're cheap.
That's what you get for being poor.
I love the fucking victim blaming. God, you're an asshole. You are an asshole. Oh, dirt and filth that sit in the back should be treated like shit.
You were in the middle, in the middle seat,
I was over, I'm sorry, but
paying the $25 for the ticket. What do you
over the,
expect on
no,
Spirit?
over, fuck you. I am not going to be on Spirit Airlines. I was over the wing. I think that's a pretty good fucking seat because if you're going to die, that's the least likely place you're going to die before everyone else does.
That's what they tell you. Yeah.
I sat there, or I was standing in this clothing that's covered in coffee. It looked like I pissed brown shit. And so I stood there for like almost 15 minutes waiting for them to finish. And then I went into the bathroom. I took a video of everything. And then I think I'm not a doctor, so I can't say this is what happened. But I think because they made me wait so long with that clothing stuck to my skin, it caused these secondary burns. If I was able to get that off pretty quick, I don't think it would have been burning as bad. But anyway, it happened. It hurt. It got all ugly. And then it scabbed over and it looked like I was a leper from the waist down.
I'm acting like I'm shocked, and this is the first time I've heard it. But
He
I
sent
have
his
to,
pictures, y'all.
yeah, we saw pictures, and I can't remember the context of it, but I said something. Oh, you were wearing short shorts or something to the gym, and I said, you better not let your Freddy Krueger balls hang out your shorts.
Oh, God. And then on the way home, of course, the person next to me made a scene. And I tried to help this person out. He was drunk. We were
Oh
like, by the time when he first started, we were like seventh or eighth in line to take off.
no.
And then anyway, he's drunk. I wasn't aware he was drunk until he started playing the music on his phone. And so it went on and on and on. I was like, huh, maybe he doesn't realize his headphones aren't working. He doesn't have headphones on, but I'm like, well, maybe, I don't know. So I poke, I chap him on the chest or the shoulder. And I was like, hey, dude, are your earphones not working? He's like, what earphones? I was like, oh, yeah, your phone, it's like on full blast and you're listening to music and everyone else can hear it. And I'm just letting you know that you should probably turn it off because everyone else around you is going to start getting pissed. And when I say that, I mean, I was pissed, but I was trying to cast it off on other people because I was trying to be the cool person, right? So, and as I'm doing this, Adam knows me well. I'm not a person that likes confrontation and it makes me very fucking nervous and it almost makes me want to cry. I get so nervous. So I'm already like starting to like breathe a little bit, like, oh, my heart's like going crazy. And I was like, oh, dude, I said, you should really turn it off because one of these people are going to get real pissed off and they're going to hit that call button. And if the airline worker comes over to say something, you could get in trouble. He was like, fuck them. Fuck you. I'm going to listen to my music. Why are you discriminating against my religion? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's St. Patrick's Day. And I was like, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and that has nothing to do with your music. I said, dude, seriously, you are going to get kicked off this plane if you do not turn this music off. Bing! Somebody hit the button. The lady came over and she was like, "Is there a problem?" And I was like, this guy, I'm like super nervous because I'm afraid he's gonna like fucking hit me in the face or something. I was like, he's listening to his music on the speaker. And as she came over, he turned it off. And when she came over, it's like, I don't know what they're talking about. And everybody was like, So she had a conversation with him. She was like, "Sir, this is the evening flight. You cannot have that. Are you going to keep that off the whole time that we're going to be on the plane?" He was like, "I don't know what you're talking about." She's like, "Sir, I'm going to ask you one more time." And she goes, "You know what? Your face tells me exactly what I need to do here." Called, and we were third in line to take off. And we had to turn back around. It took like an hour and 10 minutes. It
Get
was.
his ass off the plane.
And it, I had to sit there next to him for like 30 minutes as they were going back to the gate. I was like a nervous wreck. I was like, oh my God,
Oh
this
my
guy's
God.
gonna like fucking knock me out or something. But the airline worker came over and stood next to me. She goes, "Don't worry. If we have a problem, there's somebody on this plane that's gonna take care of it." I was like, okay.
Oh, the air marshal is going to come up and restrain him.
Which I'm actually kind of surprised that the air marshal doesn't approach at that time. Like, if they know there's a nuisance already and they're going to have to turn around, it seems like the air marshal would be there to say, this is a problem,
Yeah.
But I guess maybe
Oh.
they don't want to break their cover or whatever. I don't know how that works,
Right. Because you're
but
not
I mean,
supposed to
she
know who the
told,
air marshal is.
right. But she told me there was, I mean, basically she told me there was one on the plane. So I was like, okay.
There's one on every flight, supposedly.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Well,
I thought it was random.
I would imagine that an air marshal wouldn't want to not just blow their cover, but like that's going to escalate a lot more quickly. You know what I mean? Like if somebody's being a dick, but like also they realize eventually that they're being a dick and they like give it up. That's better for the flight attendant to deal with than an air marshal. You know what I mean? Like if some, it's like if you, I mean, cops are shitty, but it's like if you got pulled over and it was like the FBI and they were like, hands in the air, like get down on the ground, like immediately, like without being like, let me see your license, or if they like started shooting your car. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm white. They're not going to do that.
I was just about to say.
I was gonna say, yeah.
That's a horrible joke,
Not a
and that
concern
should not
to
be a
you.
reality for us. Yeah, so that whole thing was in my whole trip. I was like, if this motherfucker punches me or if I get hurt, I am going to like almost own United before this trip is
See,
over.
I would have been like, this is your dumbass fault. You're making us be late now because of your
Well,
dumbassery.
I told him, I was like, look, dude, I told you. And then after he got off the plane, like the people around, they're like, you handled that so calmly. We were so nervous for you. And I'm like, well, why didn't anybody else say anything? Like, why was I the one, and they're like, you're so brave. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm about to shit myself, but okay.
What was I going to ask you? I don't remember. I was going to ask you a question. Nope, it's gone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Adam, the closer you get to 40, the more you're falling apart. Oh my
It's
God, no, for real. Like my memory is shot. I'm at least I'm not like super creaky, and I also have really good skin, so like I don't look that old. But like functionally, I'm old. Well, I was mainly referring to never trusting a fart.
Right.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No, like that is functionally, that is bad. No, that is. So I had to ask George what he was saying at the time because it was funny. Like, so we went for a walk because it's been really nice in Chicago. It's been kind of shitty the past week, but before that it was beautiful, like almost fucking like 70. So we went on a walk and we walked down towards like kind of where we used to live because we kind of live in the same neighborhood still. And we're walking and we're walking, and there's a store, Full Kit, which I think we've talked about. And they have like, it's gay. It's like cock rings, jock straps. You could buy like really big dildos there and stuff like that. And George has to wear something very specific for like a work event that's like a specific color. And they had it in the, they had something that looked like that in the window. And he was like, oh my God, like that's what I'm gonna wear to the event. And it's gonna look so good. Like, ha ha ha. And I'm joking. But what he did not know was that I had tried to fart silently and had shit my pants. So I'm like, George. And he's like, what? Like, it wasn't like a bad joke. I'm just kidding. What the fuck? And I'm like, no, I'm not talking about that. I just shit my pants. And there's a... So he's like, what do you want to do? Like, do you want to go home? And I was like, I don't want to walk all the way home like this. And it wasn't like bad, bad. It wasn't like running down my leg bad. Like, I didn't want to walk home. So that store is very close to a couple of bars that are gay bars. And I'm like, we need to go in one of these bars. And I was like, we're gonna go in. And he's like, well, like it's like trivia night, it's gonna be packed and blah blah blah. And I was like, you're gonna go in, you're gonna get us two drinks, I'm gonna go straight to the bathroom, we're gonna act like nothing is wrong, and I'll see what the situation is. Because right then I was kind of
You
like,
mean the shituation?
the situation. So I'm like, kind of like, have I completely destroyed these underwear? Have like, is it like to
Acute
the
pair.
jeans at this point? Yeah. So I get in there, I get in the bathroom. It's honestly like not that bad, but it's still like not a situation or a situation that is really fixable or like salvageable per se. And they were cute underwear, but so anyway, I ended up throwing them away in the, ooh, my phone just fell out. I ended up throwing them away in the bathroom of this bar, and it was like a fresh bag, so they're at the bottom, so I feel like it's not going to be like they're not on the top, you know what I mean? I didn't like drape them. So it's not that bad, but I had to walk home terrified that it would possibly happen again, and I had no additional barrier. So that was a little scary. And also like I had a drink because I was trying to play it off like, oh, I'm just here for just a quick drink. But you know, sometimes like alcohol is like, oh, I gotta poop.
And especially if you have to walk home with that too.
Yeah. So anyway, I made it home unscathed, but I have placed an order for new underwear. So they should
Oh,
be
I thought you were
arriving
gonna.
this.
Thought you were going to say fiber.
Oh my God. No, I do. Like, I don't know. It had to have been like something I ate because I was fine and I had no indication. Like, this was, you know, sometimes where you're like, this could be, this
Yeah.
is tricky.
A
Could I risk
little
it?
bubbly. Like you can tell it's a bubbly before it even
Yeah,
approaches.
I
You're like,
better go to the
oh.
bathroom and sit down to let this fart out, just in case.
Right. And like,
God.
usually that's what I do. I'm not going to risk it. And I do take fiber, but this was like a completely surprise situation. Anyway, so I shit my pants, but all I'm gonna say is I'm not the only person I know that shit their pants that week, and I'm not gonna blow up anybody's spot, but it is somebody that people know, and that I will leave it at that. It's not my husband.
And is that
Ricky,
Jerry?
mystery.
No, I didn't shit myself this week.
Not this week.
All while telling the story, Adam's eating pasta.
I am. Y'all, I've been at work since noon. By myself.
You almost flooded the place out, you said.
No, he
No.
didn't do that. Someone else did.
That wasn't me.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
No, that wasn't me. But no, it was.
Didn't
Anyway,
you say
that
you were
job
by
is fun.
yourself? Didn't you say you were by yourself?
I'm by myself all day.
Actually, that
It's
sounds like a
fun.
great job.
It is. It's super fun. But I think to take it back to unwanted or wanted attention, being by yourself, if one guy comes in and he's like, oh, hey, can you like help me find a Pinot? And you're like, yeah, I can help you find a Pinot. And then he's like, I'm gonna touch you with my Pinot.
Oh. That job doesn't sound so bad either.
You nasty.
Unless it's a dirty Pinot. Like, no one likes a dirty Pinot. Well, I think some people do like a dirty Pinot.
That's true. People like the man scent.
And
Did you
the
say
cheese scent.
the stranger danger?
No, there's been a couple of times where people have like I've not been by myself and people that have come in and been like wink wink. They were like, that guy's acting really weird. And I've had to be like, that was for me.
Oh no, poor you. Everyone likes you and thinks you're cute.
Shut up.
I was just in Jackson, well, Ponta Verde Beach, I think is what it is outside of Jacksonville. Y'all, it is slim pickings out there. There ain't
Well,
nothing.
you're basically in Alabama when you're there.
Oh God. They're just coming to watch golf. Some
Oh.
guy, I wouldn't let him in the tent. He said he was going to take $250 million out of his thing, and I went, "Okay, thanks."
Wait,
But
what?
so I was working for my client has a tent at the golf tournament on 17 and
Oh,
18,
okay.
and so
I now I get it. I'm getting
it's
it
one of the
now. Okay.
sponsors. So you have to get. So basically, what it is your advisor submits your name and said my clients want to come. Well, nine times out of 10, the client forgets or the advisor forgets, and then they go, just show up and tell them. Well, don't raise your voice at me because that ain't gonna work. Because one, I'm either gonna get my voice is gonna get louder, or I'm just gonna give you the same energy you're giving me, or I'm just gonna just look at you. So they show up, and I'm like, well, it just sounds like your advisor didn't do the right thing. Well, here's this person, call him. I'm like, I'm not calling that person because that person has nothing to do with tickets. That person needs to call the person that has the tickets. I said, I can send a message, but I'm going to say it's probably no. But they always, when they're complaining, their story always changes because it was first he worked for an endowment and the bank had a bunch of shares in the endowment and then he was going to pull the money out. And I'm like, okay, I just say, okay. Sure, go ahead. Go ahead, take all your money out. We're like a tent and it's an open bar, and they're like, why can't I bring my kid? Because it's a bar. It's a
People are
bar. You can't
fuck.
bring it, but you can't
Also,
bring a baby into a bar.
why are you bringing your kids to something fucking like that?
And then they said, well, there's alcohol everywhere. Yeah, the beer tent is one thing. Your kids can't go to that. They can't come in here. It is a bar. Every single email that you've got said no one under 21. And sometimes they'll let, like, if they're like in arms or they're breastfeeding, like they'll let. And these grandparents were throwing a
Yes.
fit. And the woman goes, how could she even say no to this face? And I was so close to going, that baby's ugly.
I'd have got up in that baby's face and been like, no.
No.
But she was like throwing a fit, and one of the security people goes, ma'am, and I could tell he was just done with her. He goes, ma'am, I've been here for an hour. Nobody's come up with a stroller. And I said, ma'am, it sounds like she's at 17 and we're at 18. And besides, both of them are bars. You can't bring a baby into a bar. But yeah,
People are.
they were gonna pull out $10 million. Okay, go ahead.
Bye.
Go ahead.
You're like, I still got a job.
Yeah, and guess
I'd have been
what?
like,
The
first of all,
other bank you go to, they don't have a tent here at all, so it won't do you any good next year.
but also, if you are in charge of like an endowment account or like funding an endowment or something like that, you can't decide to just pull your money out.
I
There
know.
are people that you have to talk to. I'd be like, go ahead and call the whole board. Go ahead and call the whole family then.
What? And
Like, wait.
The worst thing about it is this man was like in his late 70s and he had like a very early 30-year-old woman that was calling him honey. And I was like, gross, you have to go home and sleep with this man. There was a couple of them that I'm like, ew, she has to let him get on top of her.
But
she's just
millions of dollars is millions of dollars.
She thinks it's going to just die on top of me, like on Color Purple, on top of me.
They're trying to live Nicole's life.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
I'd do it.
I don't know. Like, I mean, pre-indicted Donald Trump, I still don't think I could do that.
Oh,
he's gross. And I need to watch that documentary about Stormy. I need to watch that whole thing because she's been on the rounds last week. So I need to see what's going on with that.
Ian and I watched that documentary about the Nickelodeon kids.
Oh, I've seen that too.
I only watched one episode and I was like, that's enough for the day.
Is that bad?
Second episode. It's twisted. That guy's fucked up. Like they just weren't, nobody was paying attention to what he was doing because he just kept creating all these hits. And what's sad about everything is apparently Amanda Bynes had like a secret Twitter account when her parents like had her under conservatorship. And she's like, the man I used to work for has like 50 pictures of my feet. And then she's like, she said something about, you know, my boss got me pregnant and I had an abortion at 13 and now I can't ever have kids again. And then she said all this wild stuff. And then her parents found out and they were like, you need to apologize. She accused her dad of molesting her and everything. And like, she's so fucked up, poor thing.
Was she involved in that whole thing too? Like,
because she was, you know, she was a big star on Nickelodeon. And
right.
That guy from Better Off Dead, who was the producer, he discovered her. And, you know, they said that there would be like, they showed like, they were doing promo for something and like she was in a hot tub in a bikini. She's like 11 and he's in there with her fully clothed. And people are like, how did this go on air?
I guess I haven't heard that part of it. It was mainly the boy.
Yeah.
That's so I thought it was like all the boys. I didn't know it was like,
oh, and that's
actors.
Apparently the rumor is too that Jamie Lynn Seeger got pregnant by this guy, and that's why they're all like, ah, or Jamie Lynn Spears, sorry.
Oh,
that it was not the teenage. Go ahead.
Different people, Ricky. There's the guy who worked and was like an actor and maybe like a writer or some shit like that, who was like a predator and had molested people and gotten in trouble for it. That's a different person than this guy whose name is Dan something. I can't remember. I keep wanting to say Dan Fogelberg, like the soft rock guy from the 70s, but it's not Dan Fogelberg. It's somebody like that. But
he was on Head of the Class and he was Ricky in Better Off Dead. So like he was an actor before he created these shows.
Mm.
Yeah. He's had a statement out about it, but the documentary covers both of them, I believe.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then they show all these, like, they did really weird stuff, like, and especially with Ariana Grande, they, you know, they were always putting her in, like, weird positions, like, where she was, like, getting stuff, like, shot into her face, like, water or, like, stuff. And then there was always, like, close-ups of her feet and stuff. It was just, and people now go, how did this air and nobody said anything? You know, it's just, or they would say like really kind of double entendre stuff that would be fine for like an adult. But when it's 11 and 12 year olds, you're like, that might not be the best thing. Like there was one of the Amanda Bynes characters was like Tina Taint. And the female writers that were there, they were like, you know what Taint is? And they were like, yeah, nobody else is going to say anything. What are you talking about? But they were like, this is bad. How did this even get allowed on air? You know? And it was just shit like that. And then the way he ran the writer's room was just really bizarre and just really sexual jokes with the women, and they were like, what was I supposed to do? I was a new writer. And they were like, we were surrounded by men, you know. And it was just, they were, it was just awful. And like I said, I only watched one episode. I'll watch the rest, but it was hard.
Well, I don't know if I would watch it, so you guys can tell me all about it.
I'm not going to watch it. I'll just read about it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
Read
basically how I get my news. That's
the
how.
Wikipedia entry.
I think you had Jerry, maybe some questions from a listener or something that you had posted.
Frosty asked if he thought that AI was used on Ariana Grande's album to make it so that we could understand her words,
Yes.
which made me laugh. He said he really likes the album, though. He's like, I'm kind of obsessed with it. He's like, but I wonder if AI is being used because I can understand all her words.
Or his hearing aids are working better.
Oh, snap.
Although I can't fucking understand what she's saying either, so maybe I need hearing aids now. Actually, I didn't
I'm
know her whole
guessing
album was
that,
out. I didn't know her whole
yes.
album was out now. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't listened to the whole thing, but what I have listened to, I actually do really like. But I'm guessing she had like vocal and dialogue coaching for Wicked, and that probably rubbed off on her
Oh, you're probably right.
ability to be understood. Like they were like, girl, like if you're gonna sing popular, we need to like know the words because people know the words.
We're gonna have a whole theater
And
full of people singing them. Oh.
also, you're gonna need to be louder than this when you sing.
I
Oy.
was on TikTok the other day and some lady was doing like blind items at celebs during the Oscars, and apparently Ariana dropped her vape pen in her dress, and she was wearing a big poofy pink dress, and they said that she was just so afraid it was going to catch on fire because she and she couldn't find it.
That's funny.
Wonder what it's like to be at one of those shows. I bet it's interesting.
Well, I mean, if you're up for something that's at the very beginning and you lose, you have to sit there through the rest of it.
All right.
And they
Well, I
don't,
guess you don't have to. You can leave if you want,
I don't think
right?
they serve alcohol at the Oscars.
Mm.
It's not the Golden Globes where they all get drunk.
I also just
Do
wonder
they even
how.
serve alcohol?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe in the lobby they can, but it's not like they have it at their seat.
Yeah, I've seen some award shows where like the champagne and stuff's like in the middle of the table.
Golden Globes. And I think SAG Awards has it too.
Yeah, I just like to be like a fly on the wall when like famous people meet each other, and if they like treat each other with respect and shit like that, or if they're like hateful assholes like other employees are around the world. You know, like
I think it definitely depends on who it is and like where they come from. I think depending on like what your background is, like if it's people who've been in the business for a very, very long time, I feel like they might know how to act. I'm not talking about child actors because I feel like child actors probably don't know how to act all of the time, when they grow up. But no, I think if you've been like around for a really long time, or also if you've had like a real life before, that's probably fine. But I don't know.
My friend Frankie was telling me that her friend, I can't remember what the party is called, but it was some big gay party out here. And her friend used to get her to work the door because she's like, I don't give a shit who anybody is. And she's like, and it was always like the up and coming celebrities or like the wannabes. She's like, that would just throw the biggest fucking fits at the door. And she's like, and there was like a $5 cover. And she's like, she goes, if they were real big celebrities, she's like, they'd go, here, you know, give them $5. And they'd go, oh, you don't have to pay. And they go, no, go ahead. Here, it's $5. And she's like, she goes, Ellen came a couple of times. And she goes, she's super nice. She always wanted to cover the pay the cover. And they go, no. She goes, but she had one. He goes, he was throwing the biggest fucking fit. And then he finally was like, I'm Madonna's brother. And she goes, you're not Madonna. And you're not on the list.
Well, yep.
Imagine being a rich person or up and coming rich or knowing someone that you're related to is rich and you can't fucking pay $5 to get into a bar. Like, come on.
Well, it's like the I don't want to pay.
Well,
Yeah.
that makes you an asshole.
I'm sure that's what Frankie Grande is like.
Why did I say, why was I going to say Frankie Grande was probably one of the people if you're like, wanted to say, was it Frankie Grande? When you said Frankie, I was like, oh, Frankie Grande, was he in line?
No, we're not friends.
Ugh, would you want to be?
No, he came to CLO one year for he came, I don't know, he just showed up at one of our parties. I was like, and I asked my friend Katie, I was like, who's that? Oh, she goes, that's Frankie. I was like, I don't know who that is. And I can't remember. I think she had just been in the musical and had the TV show on Nickelodeon. But they're like, oh, his sister's famous. And I was like, he's obnoxious. And then like he said something
He's so
really,
gross.
he said something really inappropriate like a couple months later. And they were like, comedian Frankie Grande. And I was like, Katie, Frankie says it's saying that he's a comedian. She goes, I don't know where that came from. She's like, yes, he doesn't do that. But yeah, he was real obnoxious. I don't even know who he knew in the show. But he had come in from New York to Pittsburgh to see it, and then was at our gathering that we were having over at the actor apartments. But I was like, who the fuck is that?
I'd never heard of this person until I saw they were casted on Big Brother. And it was like Celebrity Big Brother. I was like, who the fuck is that? Like, I've never heard of this person. And then I read and they're like, oh, Ariana Grande. I was like, so you can be on Celebrity Big Brother because you have a sibling that's rich?
Well, he has like he was I think he was in the chorus of Mamma Mia and some other Broadway show, and then he's like got social media following.
He looks like shit. That's all I'll say. He's ugly.
I mean, he does look like a dehydrated rat, I'm not gonna lie, but
Well, yeah.
Like I said, when he showed up at the party, I mean, I was so close to being like, who is that faggot? Just
it's true. He looks like a wet sheet draped over a skeleton.
he is
That's loud. That's just loud. That's not saying anything. Just
you
loud.
just have to look at him and you know he's loud. Like,
Yeah.
doesn't have to do anything. You're like, that person's loud.
And stupid.
forget stupid.
Oh my
Yeah,
God.
don't forget stupid.
No.
I hope you're not
Definitely
in
stupid.
pain. I hope you're not in pain when you're stupid, because you're in a lot of pain right now.
Holy. All right, is there anything? Oh, wait, was there something else Baron asked? I thought there was a continuation of that.
I don't remember what else he asked. I think, let me
Let
see.
me go back and I thought it was longer than that.
Do we
Let's
have
see.
any other, like, I don't, sometimes I see emails come in and then I mark them as unread because somebody else can deal with it.
Oh, he said that he's like, why does my Spotify shuffle play so much Miley Cyrus? He goes, I
Oh.
like Miley as a concept, but other song is sending me.
Don't know, I kind of dig Miley. I
I mean,
she's
that's why.
always been my dirty shame. So
But I think it's like the Spotify shuffle where it's, you know, where they get hooked on something and you're like, you play this song every time I listen to shuffle. And I think that's what it's doing.
I don't allow Spotify to suggest music to me just on the fly. That's not how I roll. I will only listen to what I want to listen to. And if I want to explore new music, fine, Spotify, tell me like what should be on my radar. Tell me what like the latest pop hits are or something like that. But then I will go through and I will listen to like 30 seconds of each of them and decide in the moment whether or not it's worth my time.
I'm pretty much like that too. I'll go like New Music Friday or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll go through the songs and it's literally like 15, 20.
So if it's not a lady with a acoustic guitar or just really filthy rap, you're not into it.
That, if it's not a lesbian, it's like if it's a male singer, it's gonna have to be good because I don't know if I have a lot of male artists
Luther
that I
and
listen
Prince.
to.
Luther and Prince are about at it every once in a while, Bright Light, Bright Light. Other than that, skip.
I might get hated on for this, but if Garth Brooks was on Spotify, he would be on my list of music that I listen to, because I had the biggest crush on him when his album Pieces came out. I was like, that photo inside that pamphlet with
Oh,
them
you're
jeans
saying that,
on.
but it's really when he was Chris Gaines that you were
Ew.
falling off.
Oh my God.
Chris Gaines had Justin Bieber hair before Justin Bieber was even born.
He did, and then he had the soul patch.
So I remember when he was on, it was like Garth Brooks was hosting SNL, but Chris Gaines was the musical guest.
Oh God, that's
And
hilarious.
it was like there was a really funny sketch with he was like the manager of like a McDonald's or something like that, and somebody was getting sassy with him and causing a ruckus, a Karen, if you will, before there were Karens, and he kept telling her to simmer down now. And at one point he pulled out a Donna Summer record, and he was like, "Who is this queen of disco?" And they were like, "Donna Summer." And how would you find her in the phone book? And she was like, "Summer Donna." And he was like, "Summer Donna." It was so funny.
Have to see if I can find that on YouTube. I want to watch it now.
Yeah, and it was Garth, and I was like, "Oh my God, Garth Brooks, you're kind of funny."
He probably is pretty, he seems to be like, well, a cool guy until he cheated on his wife with Trisha Yearwood. That I think
Well,
that was probably like his worst thing, right?
I'm pro Trisha Yearwood. I love Trisha Yearwood. I specifically really love She's in Love with the Boy.
It's a good one.
That is a
That's a
jam.
jam.
But also I've seen Garth Brooks in concert more than once. So I am also a little white trash.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be on that side sometimes, right?
I Garth Brooks was the first. I have since found out I didn't know that it was a cover, but somebody sang it first, like the Oak Ridge Boys or something. But my first karaoke song was Colin Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Oak Ridge Boys sang it first, which I just recently found out. But I love singing that song. I also have that's on In Pieces, I think, and I have that on vinyl.
That's one of my favorite albums. I think that's my first CD I ever bought. And then my second CD I bought was the Mariah Carey album.
You old.
I know, right? And actually, I think that had the Mariah Carey album on tape before I had it on CD, maybe. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
First one.
probably like I definitely had Emotions on cassette before I had the CD.
I had the first two albums on CD. I have the first two albums on CD.
Those are the only CDs that I kept. I got rid of all my other ones. I kept all my Mariah Carey CDs. I kept all my Beth Hart CDs. And there may be a couple. I think I kept Garth Brooks and a few others. And then the rest I sold off.
Well, I would have loved to have kept my CDs. I really
Oh,
love the
God.
CD
Oh, no. Here we
collection.
go.
Yes.
I'm triggered
Yeah.
right now. If I ever, like, there's no way it would be hilarious though if I found out, like, if I happened to be home in Pittsburgh and somebody was like, "Oh my God, like, I used to be like crazy. I used to rob cars and like," and I would be like, "Oh, did you ever rob a car in the Mexican War streets? And did you like, was there a big CD wallet in it filled with Kylie Minogue, rare Kylie Minogue CD?"
What if you were like at some random record store and you just happened to go to CDs and you found like all those Kylie CDs?
Bitch, if you think I didn't go to fucking resale shops and fucking CD stores and the exchange and all that shit when that happened, I was trying to hunt it down. I was calling the police, like, "What are you doing about this case?"
You're like, oh God, this gay one.
They were like, "Nothing." Like,
And they're also
settle down.
like, who's Kylie Minogue?
Settle down, Lurleen. We're not going to get a SWAT team to go get your CDs.
I was so indignant. Oh my God. Thanks for
Well,
bringing that up.
maybe one day you will be able to realize that maybe those CDs helped someone learn a song that became super famous and now they're super rich because of you.
No,
That won't come for him.
No.
No. I don't care if somebody's baby was on death's door and that bought the medication. No.
Never slightly inconvenience a homosexual. Ever.
No. No, ma'am.
Right. I think we're going to go. I think we'll just. I don't know. We've been doing 1 hour shows like once every 3 months. It'll be fine.
You should do this
Actually,
again. This was fun.
don't forget.
Yeah.
I know. I was really hungry. I'm sorry. I was really hungry.
Well, it's probably good we didn't talk about the rest of the stuff we need to talk about. But let's.
Oh, I did. I got one fourth thing to say. Kylie is headlining WeHo Pride, and I got tickets.
I'm jealous. Shut up.
I tagged Adam. I was like, oh my God, you're going, right?
He said he can't. So I think.
I said nothing. I was crickets on that Ricky post or
Yes.
when he tagged me.
I was excited for you though.
I think
I
Janelle
fucking
Monáe
wish.
is doing the Friday night like headline, and then Kylie will do the Saturday night headline. And I'm just curious to see where they're gonna put Sophie Ellis Bextor. I hope she's Saturday so it can be like, you know, back to back. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But I
That would
think a
be
couple
cool.
of my
I really,
neighbors
I.
bought tickets to it too, so we're gonna go.
I would really love to see Sophie. I mean, I've seen Kylie and obviously like I love her.
Right.
But it would be I would be most excited for Sophie probably just because I haven't seen her. Also, Jessie Ware and Carly Rae Jepsen are playing Pitchfork here on the same day. And I don't have tickets for that either because I'm poor.
When is Pitchfork?
In June?
Hmm.
I don't know. But it's like if you buy tickets now, it's cheaper, yada, yada, yada,
Right.
and all of that shit. So if anybody wants to buy me fucking Pitchfork tickets and go with me, like, holler at your boy.
I'm hoping that the pushy lesbian in our apartment complex pushes our way to the front of the thing because I know she bought a
Oh,
ticket.
yeah. Fucking hold on to her carabiner because you know she got a carabiner.
It'll be like the Wilson Phillips thing that you had to deal with.
Oh my God, almost trampled at Wilson Phillips.
What?
The lesbians almost trampled Adam at Wilson Phillips.
Oh my God, at like Market Days, Wilson Phillips was playing Market Days and like fucking like a tsunami of lesbians
Get out
like
of our
took
way! We
over.
want to see Carney!
Like, I don't even know. Like, people, one of my friends got shoved into like a hot like corn dog press or whatever the fuck they have. You know how they have like the, yeah. It was nuts.
You just got
Wait.
gotten trampled by Birkenstocks and combat boots.
Dude.
Just imagine if it was Melissa Etheridge.
Oh my
Oh, I'm
God.
going to go see her. She's going to be at Ravinia.
You are such a bad
I'm
boy at
so
waiting
excited. And
tables.
it's also it's her and
Ani DiFranco.
no. Oh my God, I haven't heard her in a
Indigo
long
Girls.
time. Yes.
Oh my God, Ricky.
I knew it. I fucking knew
You
it.
better just drive a U-Haul there.
So,
You better
be prepared for, and like, I don't mean this in a negative way, but I bet you that there are going to be some lesbians that are like, why is this person with a penis here?
I'm going to be with a lesbian, so I think I'll be
Well,
okay.
she better stick up for you.
I'll
I'm
talk with
saying
her
she
about it.
better
Don't show
get
them your
out
Freddy
her
Krueger
brass
balls.
knuckles.
Don't
They're
show
not
them your
Freddy
Freddy
Krueger.
Krueger.
They're not Freddy Krueger balls anymore. They look real cute now. They're back to being cute.
Oh my God. Shave and wear like light lip gloss, and you'll look like a lesbian. You will absolutely look like a lesbian.
Just pull your hoodie up.
And
I'll
I'll
wear a
wear
hat.
Birkenstocks too.
Yeah, like a
Yes.
trucker
And
hat.
cargo shorts.
Yes.
And a flannel, even though it's going to be summer.
Well, don't wear a
Well, cut off the
flannel.
sleeves. Cut off the sleeves.
Yes, exactly.
You
That's exactly what I was
guys,
going to say.
And a
you're the
white tank top
best.
underneath that looks like a sports
Oh,
bra.
definitely. Definitely.
Oh my
But question
God.
though, like,
Don't paint your toenails, though.
is
Might
it
be too butch.
Pitchfork? I thought Pitchfork was like an alternative music festival. Like Carly Rae Jepsen, Jessie Ware are not, and Alanis Morissette. I guess she could be, alternative, but Carly Rae Jepsen and Jessie Ware, they aren't that. That's interesting. Did Adam leave?
I don't know. Y'all, Adam's Zoom says pussy face, and every time I see it, I laugh when he was like, pussy face is trying to come in.
I could never have that on my Zoom because I would die if I accidentally like went onto something and it had that. I would die. Like, I don't know what I would do.
She's
Oh,
done.
so we're gonna go ahead and leave.
All
So
right,
anyway,
friends.
this is Ricky.
That was Adam. This is Jerry.
And we will talk to you later. Bye. Thank
Bye.
you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.